This is Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And it's 29 minutes to 10 o'clock, and we say a very good morning to Lee Johnson, who's joining us from the Blood Bank this morning to discuss blood donations throughout the course of Christmas. Lee, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
No, absolute pleasure, and thanks so much for being part of the show today. First of all, tell us about why you've decided to have this Christmas campaign, because blood donations are a bit of an issue over Christmas, aren't they?
They certainly are. It's a time when regular donors are off on holidays. We've got people who are distracted by the festive pursuits. And so we're just asking people to consider donating, especially between that period of Boxing Day right through till about the 2nd or 3rd of January. That's when we tend to really battle.
Mm. And where is blood actually used? If someone goes and donates blood, what then happens?
There's they can donate whole blood, plasma, platelets at the Geelong Donor Centre. There's the whole blood obviously helps with people who have got severe trauma to help with replacement of the red blood cells. The plasma, we have 18 different uses for plasma. Plasma, it can be used in vaccines, a whole lot of purposes for plasma. The platelets are really big with the cancer patients because it helps with clotting, so they are able to continue with their treatment during the Christmas season. It's a bit, the challenge with platelets is that they only last 5 days, so there's a need to keep that supply coming through for those patients who need the platelets all year round, especially over the Christmas period.
And how would you decide which of those things you were going to donate, if you wanted to give plasma or blood, or how does that actually work?
At this point in time, we encourage everyone to start off giving whole blood. During that those first couple of appointments, we assess the veins, and if they look like they're good veins for drawing the other blood products out, the nurse will have a chat to them and give them the option to come back and convert across to plasma.
Can you donate everything in one go, or is it at different times?
Yep, the whole blood can be separated into its three components, and absolutely, yep.
Now, tell us about the actual process of giving blood, particularly for the first time. The Blood Donation Centre is on Ryrie Street, isn't it?
Correct, yep, just next door to the Bendigo Bank there, 237 Ryrie Street. We ask that people register. You can register through ringing 1314 1995. So it's 1314 95. You can register online, or you can come into the centre and register, make yourself an appointment. The appointment we usually goes for about an hour, and that's involving coming in, being welcomed by Susie down there at the front desk. You go through an interview process, and then once you've answered those questions and you've been ticked off by a nurse, you'll go through to the donation. The actual donation only takes about between 6 and 10 minutes.
Right.
But and then you are asked to just rest for about 15 minutes, enjoy the refreshments served up by our volunteers, and then you're on your way again within the hour.
Is it easy to get an appointment?
Absolutely, yep, absolutely. Especially, as I say, between that period of 26th of December right through to the 2nd of January, we are really looking for people to help fill that. There's 25,000 donations needed every week in across Australia, and we certainly need to have our share of those.
And what do you think stops people from giving donations? What's holding more people back from donating?
There may be something that they may have thought of but just not got around to. Some people are concerned that it might hurt. Mm. There certainly is a little sting, there's no doubt about that, but we have people who've given 600 or 700 times, so it certainly isn't something that should be prohibiting people from actually coming along and giving it. They say that the actual finger prick you get in as a testing your hemoglobin is more painful than the fingertip, because that's where all your nerve endings are.
Right. Well, I was going to say, you know, does it hurt, and what happens if people are scared of needles? But I suppose you would say that it doesn't hurt to support the cause. But I'm sure that you know, most people give blood and it goes through okay. And you know, I suppose it's only for a very brief period of time, and the benefits outweigh the costs.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people in need, and certainly it's interesting because the people associate blood collection helping people, road accident victims and things like that, but the reality is that's only about 2% of the blood products end up supporting trauma patients. There's many other uses for it.
So where does it all go? Just run us through that again. What are some of the more interesting uses that people may not know about?
Yep, absolutely. As I said, cancer is the biggest one. It's about 34% of the blood product goes to help cancer victims. Other blood diseases like anemia, 19%. Surgical patients such as heart and burns victims, about 18%. We've got another 4% goes to obstetrics, including pregnant women. And as I said, about 2% goes through to trauma.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, what are the opening hours of the blood bank?
We're usually opened every day except Saturday, so people can come in normally on a Sunday and give. However, because the couple of Sundays coming up at the end of December and start of January are Christmas Day and New Year's Day, they're public holidays.
Yep.
So we are opening on the Saturday the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, of course, which we really need to fill those vacancies. But in a normal week, it's open every day of the week except Saturday.
And what's the process again for making a booking? You just have to call up, do you?
Yes, 131495, or go online, donateblood.com.au, and they can arrange a time that suits you.
Now, you work in the Red 25 program. This is your key area of responsibility, is it? What's that all about?
Okay, the Red 25 program. Red 25 basically means that 25% of the blood collections that we need, our aim is to get them from businesses and organisations, community groups, schools, so that they provide the foundation of our blood collection process. So anyone from a business, we've got lots of supporting Red 25 businesses in Geelong. The Deakin Uni's on board as well, so there's schools, there's community groups, ethnic groups. They all are part of the Red 25 program and encouraging through their management and through their committees to encourage their employees or their members to donate. So effectively what happens is they come in, make a blood donation, that goes towards the tally for that Red 25 group, and it's a great staff morale builder that you can look back over the year and see that you've raised or made X number of donations and saved so many lives.
And what is the maximum amount of donations someone could do in, say, a year?
If they're on plasma, you can donate every 2 weeks.
Right.
So there's 26 donations if that's in your case.
Your cup of tea. All right, well, good on you, Lee. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Mitch.
We wish you all the best with that campaign to get the numbers up over Christmas. Just quickly give us that phone number again if people want to place a booking.
131495, and thank you, Mitch, for the opportunity to promote our Christmas blood drive.
Absolute pleasure, any time at all. Good on you, Lee. Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch.
Lee Johnson there from the Blood Bank telling us about why we should donate blood over the course of Christmas. We'll go to a break, and after the break, we'll be joined by Sarah Carroll, local musician and a part of the Pulse family. She'll be playing a couple of tracks for us, but also talking about what's going on with Radio National and their music programs.
Renovations and extensions, Smith & Sons, home sensations.
If you love where you live but don't love your home, then there's no better reason to renovate. Smith & Sons are experts, from design through to completion. No matter what your extension or renovation plans or ideas are, small or large, our designers will work with you every step of the way.
Renovations and extensions, Smith & Sons.
Call 1-300-787-577.
Station sponsor.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. At National Tiles, we've got to move thousands of metres of excess stock before Christmas. So come in this week only and make us a crazy offer on any National wall and floor tiles in stock. That's right, you name your own price. If your offer covers our cost, the answer is yes, the tiles are yours. Get your new National Tiles at cost price, the best value Christmas present you'll ever buy. Rush in now and save. Must end today.
Station sponsor.
Finance for your home loan can be really confusing. Where do you start? Start by calling Wiley Sims at Smartline. Smartline Personal Mortgage Advisors will help you choose the right loan from over 25 lenders, help deal with the banks and all the other hassles. And Smartline don't charge for their service. Find out why Smartline has an average client service rating of 9.8 out of 10. Call Smartline now. 1-300-280-342. That's 1-300-280-342.
Australian Credit License Number 385325. Station sponsor. The Pulse broadcasts over 80 programs created by 130 volunteers every week.
That's a lot of energy from our volunteers.
And a lot of electricity.
But we're determined to do something about it now.
So we've launched our Solar Radio Fund to buy solar panels for the Pulse.
Saving on our bills and saving the environment.
Visit 947thepulse.com to donate or to find out more.
Be the change.
Until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And program technical commentator Trent Geddes will be with us in a moment talking about the story in the Advertiser today, which is where a phone exploded inside someone's car. So he'll be telling us about phone battery safety. And I was also reading about it when it comes to airlines and why you shouldn't try and pick up your phone if it drops, because what happens is people crush them, and then it crushes the battery, and then the whole thing ends up catching fire. So we've just got to be a bit careful. But it's a very good morning, first of all, to Sarah Carroll, part of the Pulse family, also known as Euclid. Ukulele Queen of the Ballerine. How are you, Sarah?
I'm very well, thanks, Mitchell. Good to see you again after our near victory. Very, very close. And I was so impressed with your absolute mastery of the final round of the trivia
night.
Thank you.
We got 10 out of 10 for the 2000s. That's my generation.
Well, you got 10 out of 10.
For the generations beforehand, I think you guys were rocking it.
We did pretty well.
On our table, I think we had a really good cross-section, didn't we?
We did, yeah. Male, female, old, young, and European.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. Yeah, we did too. Yeah. And you were playing live there as well, which is always exciting.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yes.
Really enjoyed myself.
That's right. So people should look out if they didn't get to that one for the regular Pulse Trivia Nights, because Leo, the station manager, says that we'll be having them maybe twice a year now. So
fantastic.
That's exciting.
I think it should happen more often, because it was really exciting and great, and the competition was fierce.
It was. The table next to us was pretty intense. They had a team jingle and all of that sort of thing.
We hadn't had time to come up with one of those. But anyway,
next time.
I enjoyed doing that with you, Mitchell. That was
likewise.
A lot of fun.
Yep. Now, tell us about this Radio National situation. I've seen a little bit about it, and I was talking to a couple of people at the station about it. But tell us what you know about it.
Well, it first came to my attention, I think, about a month ago when I read that programs like The Inside Sleeve, The Daily Planet, Jazz Tracks and The Rhythm Divine and the live set were going to be cut from Radio National's broadcasting program next year.
Yep.
Which seemed to be kind of all the music programming. And I listened to all those shows and have had my music played on those shows. And started talking then to a lot of the other musicians. In fact, it was a couple, Ruth Hazelton and Glennie Ray, who I work with Glennie Ray in a band called The Dunes, and Ruth and I have been friends for a long time. The three of us got in touch first, as far as I can work out, and said, what can we do about this? Mm. We really feel we feel it keenly in a number of ways. Firstly, that the avenue for independent musicians is being closed off. So programs like The Inside Sleeve, The Live Set and The Daily Planet really focus on music that you're not going to hear in any other format. It's a little bit like public radio in that they sort of, the announcers who work at Radio National really sort of curate programs carefully. They're always on the lookout for something that's out of the ordinary, mainstream, and particularly focusing, Paul Gough, who presents The Inside Sleeve on a weekday afternoon, is really looking out for stuff that's, you know, new, local, you know, and high quality. So it's a real blast, you know, to be included on a program of that nature. And it means that you're going to get heard. Not only that, but a lot of the documentary programs, science and general focus on the arts and sciences.
Yep.
Those programs are being exited along with their, you know, presenters who are extraordinarily knowledgeable people. Some of them have been there for decades, you know. Mm. So we've mounted a campaign. We've started a petition. We've got a Facebook page called Hands Off Radio National Music. There's now a website as well, Save RN Music.
Yep.
And I've brought in some of the comments that have been left on the petition, because we've had some amazingly articulate petition signers are leaving really, really pertinent points about why this is a terrible idea. Not only this, but we've managed to gain the support of pretty much every major Australian festival, arts representatives, organisations and major artists in the vicinity of, you know, in the calibre of Paul Kelly, Deborah Conway, people like that.
Yes.
So those people are all coming on board in all fields of music as well. We've got classical, jazz, country, rock, pop, blah, 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 you name it. So there's everybody is equally dismayed about this. Mm. So what we've tried to do, what we've done so far is present to the board the petition and the letter that we've written. To explain, you know, that we feel that this is a total departure from the ABC's charter and that it doesn't maintain the commitment to diversity and culture, which the ABC charter explicitly states that it's there for. It's a corporatisation of the organisation, which is, you know, really undesirable when that is happening to so many other organisations in our country and elsewhere around the world. So, if I may, I will just quote a few. I haven't got the names of the people that have said these things, but these are genuine quotes from the petition, and they touch on a couple of the different points that I've made, if there's time for me to just go through.
Yeah, just give us a couple if
okay.
you can.
So here's one from the perspective of a musician. As an emerging independent musician, I rely on stations such as Radio National to give me exposure and valuable airplay. Please don't cut these shows. It will be detrimental to the mental and cultural health of this country. And if it's purely political, then think of the economic benefits that should be, I think, a healthy national music industry creates. And that's a really important point too, that to cut programs which support our very, very healthy music industry, sort of like chipping away at the bottom of a tree that generates, you know, well over $1 billion a year, according to government statistics.
Mm.
Here's another one which I think is really important. Radio National is part of the national culture that helped me as a new migrant understand Australia. It helped me as a new mother, and I love it, despite it going downhill due to massive funding cuts. What uses Australia with no national broadcaster of note? No one to tell our stories or to help us understand ourselves, each other, and the wider world. Here, and this is to do with the whole digital radio issue, because the talk is that the music programming is all going to be made digital,
yes,
and the talk stuff is going to be kept live. However, here in Tasmania, we do not have access to digital radio unless one streams. This is not always convenient and dismisses our whole state. So much for regional radio. And a lot of people have said this same thing.
Yeah, well, I think this is the point that some of the programs might be available online, is what I think someone else has said. But, I mean, online is not always convenient, particularly if people are in rural or regional areas where the internet speed doesn't permit streaming.
Precisely, and this is a point so many hundreds of people have made. And also, you've got to have a television or a computer or something. What about people listening to their transistors? And, you know, the traditional way of listening to radio still prevails in so many regional and remote areas. But not only that, in cities, somebody wrote from Newcastle and said, I have trouble getting digital radio.
That's true,
you know? So you don't have to be living in Upper Cobunga West to have trouble getting Radio National online. So all these points coming together, you know, there's the cultural, mental health aspect. People are saying that without Radio National music, they're going to feel isolated and cut off from the cultural activity of the rest of the country, and that, you know, it means a lot to them to be able to listen to what's going on and hear those voices as well. You know, you make friends with people on radio, and you know this, Mitchell. You'd have people come up to you and behave as if they know you when they haven't even met you, because they, they listen to you talk every day and they feel like you're part of their lives. I mean, it's really important. So if you want to help fight this, you know, we've got about a week to go before it's kind of set in stone, so you can sign the petition at Hands Off Radio National. So,
people Google that.
You join the, just punch it in and you'll find the Facebook group. There's a petition there. And yes, do join the group and become au fait. We've also got a movement called RN or Busk, which is a busking movement.
Yes.
So if you want to, you know, make a sign, stick it up and go busk somewhere and talk about it with people, you can do that as well.
All right. Well, before we, I think you've summed that all up very, very well, and
Thank you.
Know what to Google. But you've brought your ukulele in. We're hoping you can play a track for us.
I did. Well, I'm going to play a song for you.
And we're going to try and stream this live on Facebook. This is the first time we've ever done it. So.
Okay.
I don't know how it's going to go, but what's the song that you're going to be performing?
Well, Mitch, it's a song about a public figure in Australia who's behaving right now in a way that I don't think is very savoury.
And people have to guess who it is.
They have to guess who it is.
All right.
I'm not going to give it away.
Very good. Let's go.
Go. Daddy doting, our daughter so fair. French and boating and Swiss mountain air. Said you'd be the richest little girl in the world with no soul, no soul, no soul inside your body. Grew up early, forgot how to smile. Carried babies, but just for a while. Married once and married twice, but still sleeps alone with no soul, no soul, no soul inside your body. It's hard for the average Joe to relate to the kind of problems you have on your plate. You never learned how to catch bees with honey. What I could do with a tenth of your money. Leaking millions like a ship on its side. Angry children still want a free ride. You sure became the richest little girl in the world with no soul, no soul, no soul inside your body. In the papers you don't get it easy. Mass opinion sees you heartless and sleazy. A deputy head wants to keep you in bed with no soul, no soul, no soul, no soul, no soul, no soul, no soul inside your body.
Goodness, fantastic. Thank you very much for that, Sarah. And you told me who it was on Saturday night, so I know who it was, but I could see the similarities then. I'm sure people at home will be racking their brains.
It's not Ida Buttrose.
All right. Well, thank you for that, and we'll definitely see if we can get on and support your campaign.
Thank you.
Best
so
of luck
much.
With it.
Appreciate it, and thank you very much for your time today.
Absolute pleasure, and thank you so much for being part of Mitchell's Front Page. And we stream that live on Facebook, so that's exciting as well, isn't it?
Very exciting.
Now, thanks for being part of the show.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.